I've been living in a world of great joy. I've been living in a world where happiness never gives up. Happiness never gives up. Because happiness belongs. Happiness is established there, ever to be perfectly happy, perfectly joyful. Happiness never gives up. I go through my entire life having experiences of joy and peace and harmony. I go through my entire life living as an unconditional, non-conditional lover. Do I have unconditional love about me? Oh my, I do my very best to think in unconditionally loving terms, where all the time I am looking at everything I see and saying, it's very good, it's very good. And when I look at something that does not please me, I try to find the good values of it. I try to find the redeeming qualities in whatever it is I look at. And as I seek to find the redeeming qualities in everything that I look at, lo and behold, they just jump right into my hands. They jump right into my heart. They jump right into my world. And there I am, living in that wonderful, beautiful happiness never gives up. It's easy for us to think, or for me to think, that it's time to give up. It's easy for me to think that, hey, I'm going to not pay attention to that anymore. I'm going to let go of those negative things. I'm going to let go of those things that are causing me distress and unhappiness. I'm going to let go of attitudes that I hear around the world where people don't like one another. I'm going to let go of where people want to take other people's property. They want to take what doesn't belong to them. They want to steal. And really, the nature of people is not to steal, but to have. The nature of people is to be abundant, to have everything. And happiness never gives up on its quest for having everything. So if you see a better mousetrap, a better car, a better life, a better world, it starts in your heart, and it starts with your happiness. It starts with my happiness. Because when I am happy, I have everybody else in the universe happy too. Oh, yes, I do. When I am happy, I see everyone filled with joy. I see everyone delighted in everything that goes on in their world. And their world is good and very good, just as my world is good and very good. I have the opportunity of making a choice of what it is that I see. Now, I can see people having a fight, and I go up to them and I say, hey, would one of you guys give me a hand here? I change the subject. I see people having an argument, and I go up to them and I say, hey, I've been thinking about spending this $1,000 here that I have, and I can't think of anything that I'd like to buy. So I guess the only thing for us to do is to go out and have a good dinner. Know any good restaurants around here? And of course, immediately they change their topic. They change their attitude. Rather than being distressed with one another, they're now thinking of how can we go out and have a good dinner? And you say, people don't do that. Oh, yes, they do. And to change the attitude from a negative attitude to a positive attitude is done just that simply. Now, you don't have to have $1,000. You can have, say, $100 or $10 or whatever, and say, let's go buy some hamburgers. And they say, okay. You say, hey, let's go have a beer. Okay. Let's go have a soda. Okay. Let's go do something. Let's change what we're doing right now into happiness. Now, that's all it takes. And happiness never gives up because it's always there. It's always there laughing. It's always there singing. It's always there shouting and saying, hi, this is a wonderful world. Like Rex when he bounces across the field as he sees other dogs. And he says, hi, guys, let's play. That's happiness. That's pure happiness right from the heart of Rex, right from the heart of my dog. And he just inspires that in other dogs. And the other dogs may have been doing something they shouldn't be doing. And the minute they see Rex bouncing along and saying, "Let's play," they say, "Okay, okay." And right away they change what they were doing. For what they were doing really didn't make any difference at all. It didn't make one little bit of difference what they were doing or what they were thinking or how they were acting or what was important for them but a moment before. Because happiness never gives up. Happiness is always there, being itself and having fun, being itself and inspiring that in others. Happiness always is an inspiration for all the world. Happiness is always an inspiration for all the world to say, "Hey, I like this. I like this. This is a wonderful world. What a wonderful world we live in. What a wonderful life we have. I like this." You see, you just tell yourself, happiness never gives up. And the minute you say it, you start seeing the world from a different point of view. You start seeing the world from a point of view of a happy world. And you start seeing all the people in the world as being happy and joyful and fantastic. You start seeing all the people in the world as saying, "Hey, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is marvelous." You start seeing all the people in the world saying, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." That's what is all that matters, is that happiness never gives up. I am a happy person. I am a happy person in the morning, at noon, at night. I am a happy person whatever I may be doing. Now, I'm giving a talk to you, and I'm a happy person. And so my cat, Jeannie, jumps up on my desk here and sort of tries to get my attention. And so then I say, "Oh, what the heck?" So I grab her in my arms, and I snuggle her in my arms, and she just loves that. She still wants to go and do her own thing, but she doesn't mind. She holds my hands so gently. She puts her paw on my hand so gently, and her neck is in my hand, and I'm cuddling her neck, and she's purring away and just as happy as can be. And then when I let her go, as I do right now, she stands there. She doesn't want to go anyplace. She likes to be right in this happy attitude, in this happy vibration, because she's smart. She's not a dumb cat. She knows what she's doing, and she's doing it very well. And she knows that just a little bit of disturbing me, just a little bit of pushing her nose in my hand and putting her cold nose in my hand, kissing me like that, she knows that bringing that attention just a little bit, that I'm going to want to pet her, and that I'm going to want to say, "You're wonderful. You're fantastic." And this is how happiness never gives up. The cat, I throw her off of the chair and I say, "Down you go." And I'm not throwing her with anger. I'm just throwing her with love and saying, let me have a little room here. And up she comes in a moment later. She says, "I am happiness and I never give up. I love to be petted. I love to be loved. I love to be with you. I love it when you tickle me and when you hold me and when you do the good things." Happiness is like that. And then Ellen was giving Rex a rub down the other day. And as Ellen was doing this, Rex just stood there and he just arched his back and he says, "More, more, more, more." And then Anita came along and she rubbed Rex too and he says, "More, more, more, more." No matter what, happiness never gives up. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so happy. It feels so wonderful. I feel so good. I feel so fantastic. Remember that. You can have all the happiness that you want. It's all just a matter of you tuning into it, choosing it, deciding that it is what you want, deciding that it's where you're going, deciding that it's all that you want out of life, happiness and peace and love, and that it is yours at all times, for it never gives up. And it's just a matter of you participating with it, loving it, delighting in it, and being a joy with that happiness in you. For it is who you are right now. It is who I am. And little Jeannie, my cat, My wonderful little kitten never gives up. She's still snuggling my hands, saying, pet me some more, love me some more. I am happiness, and I never, ever give up. And you know that's true? That's exactly true. It never gives up. Have a lovely day. Have a happy day. And do all sorts of wonderful things along the way. I love you. I love you. I love you.